There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffens, good day. Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler here with you this morning. Doug will be joining us shortly. Seeing what's getting your day started. Once again, here we are confronted with another story of a white officer charged with the shooting of a black man in the back. This one doesn't look like it's any easy way out of this for this officer. I don't know what he's going to do to explain what the story is. But if you look at the video here, there's a 50-year-old African-American man that is apparently stopped for a broken taillight.
Yeah.
Somehow they get out and they're on a path, and this is where the video picks up. With the black man turning and running away from the officer pulling his gun and then shooting the man in the back as he's running away from him. That part.
Times.
Yeah, eight times. That part is just clear as day. You can see it in the video. What we don't know is what happened in between him pulling the man over, why they got out of the car, why they were standing on the path, why he ran away. One of the things that was stated by the officer is that the man took his taser. We don't know whether he had pulled the taser out to hit him with the taser or whether he had just pulled it out of his belt. But in the video, if you look at it, and people are analyzing the video, saying that it looks like the man, the officer, dropped his taser as the man started running, and then picked it up and laid it next or closer to the body.
Yeah.
That's going to have to be some of the investigation. But here we go again. It's the mayor of Charleston, South Carolina, has already charged the officer with murder and says, if you make a mistake, you will have to pay for the mistake. Ken, I don't know. You look at the video. There's not too many ways around.
No, and the difference between this and Ferguson and any of these other cases,
right,
is that this police officer has been officially charged with murder, and there's video this time, and I don't know how he can. I can't imagine what a defense would be.
Let's say that there is something. Let's just, and I hate to do this, but let's just say hypothesize, and that the man stole his stun gun, and that the man said, "I'm gonna kill somebody running." When somebody's running away from you, you chase, you follow. You cannot just pull your gun and shoot them in the back. You have to follow. You have to call in reinforcement. Maybe he thought there was a threat to the community, and if I didn't do this, he was going to kill somebody. That'll have to come out, and we'll see what the facts are, but it just does not look good from this first appearance.
No.
So, you know, but once again, here we are, staring at a white officer shooting a black man, and this is hurting our country. We have to get to a place somehow where we get past this race barrier between police officers and the community, and this is not going to help.
No, this is awful, and I just I can't imagine, you know, I hate to jump to conclusions, but this man was pulled for a broken taillight and was unarmed. And I don't know how it, we don't know, we may never know how it escalated to this.
Well, I think
the video looks bad.
The video looks bad. And one thing we've learned in the past is that as we learn more about these cases, you know, things start to become a little either gray or because, you know, they're a Garner thing. That guy should not have died. There is no way that guy should have died. But he was breaking the law, resisting arrest. But he did not have to die. And what could we have learned how to restrain somebody who's resisting arrest? He just didn't want to be arrested. He said, "Not, just leave me alone." Well, I'm sorry, you're selling illegal cigarettes. You're breaking the law, whether it's a ticket, whether it's some kind of arrest. But he did not need to die. The Michael Brown thing, there's a lot of evidence there that Michael Brown was attacking that officer in his police car, and that's why they cleared him of any wrongdoing. This one, I'm sure we're going to learn a lot more about this case as it goes, but the initial is when you look at this, the guy was running away. It's clear he was running away. He was 20 to 30 feet away, and he was shot in the back 8 times. You should pursue him, not just stand there, pull your gun, and shoot him. But as this comes along, I'm sure we're going to learn more about it. So that's where we are right now with it, and we'll keep you abreast of any new information that comes aboard, because I'm sure it's going to happen. It's 13 past the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long, every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy, do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
No, it's always on my mind, kid. Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with 2 sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Our Doug Steffens Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and I have Jan Langbein with us, an activist in efforts to end violence against women. From 91 to 2013, she served as executive director of Genesis Women's Shelter and Sport in Dallas. She's the CEO now of Shelter Ministries in Dallas. She oversees agencies' internal and external operations. So, looking at this whole situation, Ms. Langbein, the Rolling Stone magazine, the outrage that is a part of this whole thing, the discredited story, still doesn't take away. And what bothers me, you may not know who I am or how I do things, but I tend to get onto things and stick with them, some of what I consider to be the very important, not the headline stories, but behind the scenes. The football scandal with the helmets and injuries is one of them. But this is now becoming one of my cause celebs, because I think that we have way too much of this sort of thing going on, not only at college campuses, but in business. And for whatever the reason, I mean, it's been going. People say you're naive because, you know, this situation has been forever with us. That doesn't mean it's right or acceptable, or we ought not to talk about it. Am I right?
Oh, you're absolutely right. I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you about this. You know, I think over the last couple of days, the story has sort of switched from sexual assault on college campuses or violence against women to journalism ethics. And so I hope we can keep our eye on the ball on this. I hope that, you know, this doesn't encourage victims or discourage victims from coming forward and reporting the sexual assault that they experience.
Ms. Langbein, do the television shows that we see repeatedly, like Law & Order SVU, for example, those are almost every week about rape. Does this dull the senses of people and their outrage, this sort of thing, the continuing portrayal of the problem, or does it help?
I don't think so. I think the more we talk about it, the better it is. I think the more we talk about it in a positive light, you know, that there is help and there is hope. SUV is a little bit naive in that, you know, they typically solve it in an hour, where these types of sexual assaults are a lifetime and possibly never are solved, perhaps, and certainly the majority of them are never prosecuted. You know, there is no accountability for these rapists. And when there is no accountability, we find that it'll happen again.
So what do we do to fix finally, what's the solution from your perspective, running the organization that you do, seeing the problem as up close and personally as you do? What does fix this?
Right. No, I think it takes a societal paradigm shift, that we stop blaming the victim or the reporter or the whatever, but we call it what it is. Gang rape is vile and evil and against the law. If in fact that happened, you know, they say that 98% of outcries are true, that only 2% are false allegations. I don't want to ruin any boy's life, any kid's life, but I think there seems to be a rape culture out there that if you can do it, then get away with it, you do it. I don't know where it became.
It's like a sport almost with some. That's what's so outrageous from my perspective anyway.
You know, it absolutely is. It's premeditated. The stories that you hear off college campuses, where they'll have a scout, they'll have, you know, one of the young fraternity pledges will, you know, get a girl to a party. Somebody else is in charge of getting a drunk. Somebody else is in charge of getting her upstairs. That's just premeditated rape. That isn't a sport. That's not a game. You know, there's a movie coming out called Hunting Ground about sexual assault on college campuses, a documentary that I think, you know, really does
going
kind
to
of
air. It's called Hunting Ground. When will it air?
Right. I don't think it opens across the country for a couple of months, but it's in selected cities across the United States. It opens here in Dallas tonight or tomorrow, I think. But it talks about this.
Yeah. Well, we need to talk more about it. Jan Langbein, check out their website, genesisshelter.org. Genesisshelter.org. Jan, thank you for being here. 21 After on Good Day.
For over over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Wonder Contest once again on the Good Day program. This is a group that had one pop single hit to number one this went during this week in 1977. What is the name of this group? Crank it up, Richie! By the way, while you're listening to this, as an aside, the entire Star Wars saga is going to be available for digital downloading starting this Friday, boys and girls.
Guys, don't buy into that. Don't do
Why?
It.
Why? What do you mean?
Don't do it.
Why?
Every single
like
time
he knows
you buy
how to do it.
The new HD. The,
right, they all release them, re-release them, re-release them.
2 years later, they come out with another one with unreleased scenes. It's just a way of sucking $100 out of your pocket.
There
don't
you
fall
go.
For it.
Suckers!
Yeah. Get off of all Netflix.
Right. All right. Meanwhile, Richie, crank this up again, Richie. Nothing but Star Wars. You can call us now if you'd like me to stop singing. 888-302-3684. You'll win a CD full of one-hit wonders. And none of them will be sung by me. They'll actually be the song by the original artists. So if you can figure out, this is an American music producer, musician. I changed his name to protect the innocent. Born in Johnsonburg, Pennsylvania, in fact. Real name is Domenico Monardo. Remember that one. His real name is Domenico Monardo. So the first person, Richie, that calls in and says, "This is Domenico Monardo," give him the
kill my father.
Prepare to die.
His father played valve trombone in a small Italian band and wanted his son to do the same thing. He decided to play the slide trombone instead and started playing in the high school band at the age of 9. That must have been pretty good, because at the age of 9, you're a long ways off from high school. By the time he got to be 17, his talents on the trombone won him a scholarship to the Eastland School of Music in Rochester. Then he enrolled in West Point, played the cadet band. Out of the Army he came, moved to New York, and joined the K. Windig Band, four trombone band. Later became a studio musician, took an interest in arranging horn sections for Tommy James, Diana Ross, and Neil Diamond. Doesn't say here he worked with a wrecking crew, though, Richie. on its opening day, he watched Star Wars four times and decided then and there to do a disco version of Star Wars. In 3 weeks, he arranged and recorded an entire album of Star Wars tunes called Star Wars and Other Delights, certified platinum in a month. Nominated for a Grammy as Best Instrumental Performer. Was beaten out by John Williams, who had the original Star Wars soundtrack, which was only fitting. He went on to record a series of other motion picture spin-off albums, but never had the success he did with this single. This is his version of Star Wars. Who is this person? 888-302-3684. Crank it up, Richie!
Star Wars! Nothing but Star Wars!
Who we have? What's going on here?
Let's see if a little bit of Romy in Pasco, Washington has it.
Romy, hi. Welcome to Good
morning.
Day. Hi.
Good morning.
How are you doing, sir, today?
Oh, pretty good.
That's good. All right. So early enough for you to wake up, rise, and shine. What's the name of the person performing this version of Star Wars?
It's Miko.
Miko. M-E-C-O. Miko,
yep.
Which is, I guess, a good abbreviation for Domenico Monardo. Anyway, Miko is the winning. Yeah, so that's cool. What do you remember about this? Anything in particular?
Let's see, I was maybe, 13 years of age.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, so it's stuck in your mind. All right, sir, you get one of the CDs with our one-hit wonders. Thank you. Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
I'm Chris Wald. Since taking Ander 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away. The radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GC.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
McFadden, and along with Ken Kessler here, Doug will be back with us in just a few minutes, just kind of going through some of the day's top stories with you. And if you were in the Washington, D.C. area yesterday, you may have been sitting in the dark for quite a while.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, here's the fun thing. Okay, widespread power outages all over the D.C. area. It included 2,000 customers for Pepco, the Potomac Edison Power Company, which is the Washington, D.C. area electric company. But some of the buildings that went down include the White House, the DOD, the Pentagon, the University of Maryland, the whole University of Maryland, and several other government buildings. So what happened was a substation had a small explosion, and it took out one of their cables, and there was a voltage lull, and most of the buildings went out for, started at about 12:45, and then 911 calls started rolling in, and it went till about 2 p.m. And of course, the first thing that happens when anybody sees, smells, hears anything in Washington, D.C., was it a terrorist event?
Right.
So we spent most of the afternoon yesterday listening to "This was not a terrorist event." The outage struck the White House, the State Department, and I can tell you, on my way home, the network here is in Northern Virginia, and I left here at about 3:30 yesterday afternoon, and traffic was unbelievable because everybody just got to leave and go home. So everybody was out on the roads. So pretty much your tax dollars weren't getting much done. So here's Admiral Gorty at NORAD saying that the power station in the nation's capital is just one example of the fragile infrastructures, including banking, rail, aviation, cyber threats, which causes him great concern. And we were talking about this yesterday around here. We get all these terror threats via airplanes, and we're all worried about the cockpit, the rail, you know, the trains being attacked, the subways being attacked. All they need to do, I don't even want to say this, our infrastructure needs some kind of a backup. In this radio studio right now, if one computer fails, another one is there to back it up. If one of our lines sending our transmission up to the satellite fails, there's another one to back it up. The fact that the White House was dark yesterday for just a couple of minutes before the backup generators, or that the State Department was dark yesterday, or that the Pentagon could go dark yesterday for half an hour, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it is, that's all they need. There has to be some kind of reliable backup system in place in these critical places for them to be able to monitor, maintain, and keep doing business. It is inexcusable that the State Department is dark for almost 2 hours. It is inexcusable that the White House is dark for even just a few minutes. In this radio studio, okay, if the power goes out, we keep running. We have a backup generator. We have backup batteries to keep us going. I don't understand why you wouldn't have this in some of those critical places. The University of Maryland was dark for 2 hours. It created some chaos and havoc, and that's cool. The kids go out and have fun and whatever. But yeah, you know, when you're at the White House, when you're at the State Department, there's some critical things going on in the State Department, and you should have some of those offices backed up. And who knows, maybe some of them were, but all reports are that it was dark for a while.
Yeah, something needs to be done for the whole country. I don't know if you remember, 2 or 3 years ago, San Diego, the whole area lost power. They never actually came out and said specifically what happened, but it was something like somebody in Arizona, one of the big power sources there, tripped over a cable and it knocked out the grid. Something that simple. And all of San Diego County, which is one of the largest acreage-wise, square miles, whatever, one of the largest counties in the country, completely powerless for about 24 hours.
And CNN, their power flickered off for a little bit yesterday afternoon. Now, obviously, flicker because they have the same kind of backup that we have. But that's what probably worries me. I don't want to say scares me. Worries me more than any kind of imminent terrorist attack is that our infrastructure is vulnerable. I remember, I guess it was right after 9/11, my brother, who is a cop in Washington, D.C., for about 2 weeks, his duty every day was to show up and monitor and guard Washington, D.C.'s water supply. And him and a bunch of other police officers, they just went there every single day, and all day long, they just kind of walked along the outside fence border, or the perimeter, of the Washington, D.C. water supply to make sure that nobody did anything to water. So, you know, how do we make sure that we have backup for our infrastructure and protection for our infrastructure? Yesterday we learned, Ken, that the White House was possibly hacked by the Russians.
Yeah. And the State Department's email system, they came through that to gain access to the White House computers. Nothing, they wouldn't tell us probably if there was, but nothing major was, the hackers didn't have access to anything major. It was non-classified information, things like non-public details of the president's schedule, that kind of thing. But they apparently, the White House noticed some kind of problem with their network in October. So what's been going on for 6 months that this wasn't taken care of?
So Putin's been in there checking out the president's schedule since October. Look, he's going to birthday party.
What is this? Golf.
Hacking into his webcam. Can you imagine? He's, I mean, because webcams on, where's the, there was a story the other day about a girl who apparently had her webcam hacked and somebody had like 6 months worth of video in this girl's webcam and released a bit. And they caught the guy, but, and within, you know, once again, how do you lay out the White House's infrastructure when it comes to their IT systems? You have to think that there are multiple firewalls. You'd have to think that you have to get through A, B, C, and D to get into X server or whatever. I mean, obviously, they have to be able to get out onto the Internet to get into it. And if you look into the West Wing where all the offices are, or the old executive building where all the First Lady and the Vice President's offices are, they have to be able to get out onto the Internet. So obviously, there's a back door into the Internet. How do they protect that? How do they know that they're safe? If you've got the Russians checking in on the president's schedule and who's coming to dinner later this week, who else is in there? Are the Chinese in there? Are the ISIS and Iran in there? Good Lord, can you think about Iran cracking into the White House's servers and looking at the details of the president's schedule? That is scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it just seems to me that if I can sit here at a radio station, oh, we get attacked all the time. I mean, we get these little viruses and sure, little hacks that come in here, and my IT department, my engineers deal with it the best they can, and, you know, they kind of roll with it, and it may annoy us for a day or so, but for the most part, you know, okay. But when you're at that level, you've got to have the best guys there. Because I don't ever want to hear that the Russians are hacking into the White House servers. I don't ever want to hear that Iran has stolen. And China, these guys are the worst. They're in there stealing all of our secrets and then selling them back to us. So it's just common sense and a little bit of infrastructure, which apparently whoever's going to be the next president, if I were you, I would be looking at this infrastructure deal. It's 43 past the hour on Doug Steffens Good Day.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Musicians, starting tomorrow through April 19th at Guitar Center, over 50,000 guitars will be marked down under $100. In-store and online, choose from a huge selection of electric and acoustic guitars. Get incredible savings from brands like Fender, Squire, Epiphone, Ibanez, ESP, Washburn, Schecter, and more. Over 50,000 guitars under $100. With the greatest selection and our low price guarantee, any player can find the guitar of their dreams. Hurry, it absolutely ends April 19th. Don't miss your chance to save at Guitar Center.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden.
garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away. The radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
Ready for another responsible conversational opining on a medical problem? Yes. The questions that come up every week when Dr. Joseph Chambers is here are unusual. I find him to be of interest and importance when it comes to his understanding what's going on. Not necessarily just regular medical things, although it would be interesting to get the doctor's quick take on the report that's out today from Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig scoring high in a review of research on commercial diet programs. The attitude people have toward dieting, for example. Most people are associated with, if we were to take 100% of the people who go on diets, fully 50% of them are split between two programs, Dr. Chambers, Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig. And interestingly enough, maybe the reason they're so popular is because they score the highest in this review for commercial diet programs. In other words, what programs work according to those who use the diet plans. And well, the people who use Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig say that they do a good job.
Sure. Well, the dirty secret, Doug, is this. Every diet works. Every single diet that you go on will work. The problem is, can you stick to it? And the reason that Jenny Craig and Weight Watchers do a little bit better than others is very simple. There's a community. They monitor you. It's constant. And that's how they do a little bit better. But if you want to, losing weight is hard, Doug, but keeping it off is a lot tougher. And if you want to keep the weight off, you have to change your lifestyle. You have to change your attitude to food. You have to change how you approach food. If all you do, if you're a guy like me, I tend to eat when I'm down, I tend to eat when I'm up. So you have to kind of change that dynamic and look at the kind of foods that you eat as well. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why they do so well.
Yeah, well, it makes sense. Support is very important. Uh-huh. All right, there's an op-ed piece that appeared recently in the New York Times, written by a psychiatrist who claims that we are medicating women's real emotions out of existence. She claims women aren't allowed to be their real emotional selves. Big pharma and bad doctors are out to make us feel good all the time. And let's not forget about insurance companies who'd rather pay for a pill than expensive talk therapy, which basically keeps boys to the sidelines. We're told by our parents and by society that if you cry and you're a boy or a man, there's a problem. Crying is supposed to be good for women, not so good for men. I don't happen to adhere to that. I show my emotions easily and readily because I think it's what I've learned. I didn't think this through. I just have shown my emotions. But for the most part, these sorts of emotions are indicative of anger. There's an anger that needs to come out, and this is the way it comes out. Do you agree with that, Dr. Chambers?
I do. I think that for us men, we tend to get all those emotions and pack them down and say, we don't feel. Because we men are doers, Doug. We're not supposed to be feelers. But if you want to be a really successful doer, you've got to be able to feel at the same time. You've got to be able to manage those feelings. Even the warriors among us now understand that when they go through trauma, they got to get that all those feelings out. So our special forces, our Navy SEALs, when they come back from these operations, they're encouraged to go into a little bit of talk therapy. They're encouraged to get the feelings out. They're even encouraged to cry at their friends' funerals. The kind of stuff that we in medicine are still not doing. That we doctors, when we get into problems,
Doug,
we
you
don't
can still use emotion. A pill, though. I mean,
I could use a pill.
You can hold a little bit back.
Wow, what kind of a pill?
You almost have emotional Tourette syndrome.
Really?
Yeah.
I believe in not holding it much healthier.
No,
that's
it
why
just
I'm flies healthier.
Right.
Oh,
I
just let it out, guys. It'll help us.
Let it out, Richie. Let it all hang out. That's your problem. Dr. Chambers is here.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us now is Tom Kreitler, who's the host of the nationally syndicated Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Programmy. He's the author of My Home, My Money Pit, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. His wife gets credit on it because she cleans up the money pit.
I too. Funny of that myself. Right. Yes.
All right. So you write in your blog, and we've got it on the Better Living page at DougSteffen.com, about Black & Decker cordless trimmer edgers and what impact they have. I don't understand. Eliminates the hassle of gas.
Well, you know, this is the time of year when
on a blower.
Yeah. Folks are starting to get their mowers and their trimmers out of storage now and getting them ready for the season. And, of course, there's a whole bunch of hassle associated with that. Not to mention the fact is that how many mornings do you wake up when you hear people using these tools, you know, at 6, 7 in the morning?
Right.
Waking everybody up. The thing is, the battery powered technology has gotten so advanced today that you can get plenty of power and battery life out of one of these battery powered products. So the Black & Decker product, what they did now is they've developed brushless motors, which give you more runtime and more power than the old fashioned brushed motors. Plus, the batteries are now 40 volt batteries, and these 40 volt batteries can not only power the string trimmer and the edger, but there's a mower, electric sweepers, different tools in the line that can run off the same battery. So, you know, look, if you've got a huge farm like our friend Doug here, perhaps battery powered tools aren't the way to go. But if you've got, you know, the average American yard, I think this is a great alternative.
Yeah, it is a good alternative. But it's not something we could use the power too much.
No, when you head out to the West 40, you'd probably lose power by the time you get out there.
All right, Tom prides himself being able to answer lots of questions. You can, by the way, go to the Money Pit website, moneypit.com, or you can call 888-MONEY-PIT, and you can ask by leaving a question. That means that the producers will pay attention to it. You can do it 24/7, and the questions will, the chances are, get answered on the weekend show that you can hear on hundreds of radio stations around the country. Here's a question from a listener named Michelle. We have a ranch house with forced air heating and cooling. The master bedroom is across the hall from the nursery, and the ductwork runs under the floor between the rooms. Both doors closed. We can hear the baby in his room through the vents. Is there any way to prevent the sound transmission? I would think you'd want to hear what the baby was doing or not doing, but that
yeah,
just
think
me.
Of, think of all the money you save by not needing to buy a baby monitor.
Right. Yeah.
You know? Well, sound transmission is an issue, and the way it can be probably modified, lessened, not completely eliminated, is by insulating those heating ducts. There's insulation that can actually run inside the ducts that will slow the transmission, the bounce of those sound waves off the ducts. But I would say that that's a pretty major repair, because you've got to open up the ceiling below or the floor above to get to that duct if it's running through the floor. So, Michelle, I might just cherish these moments for the next year or two while the baby's frequently crying, because, you know, it's not going to be forever, and probably going to save yourself a boatload of money because you won't have to tear up your floor.
Brandon writes, the tag on my 10-year-old light fixture says to use no more than 75 watts. Is it safe to use an LED bulb rated equivalent to 100 watts?
You know, that's a great question.
That's a
situation we find ourselves in, because all of our light fixtures and the heat ratings are based on incandescent bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, the LED bulbs, if it's a 100-watt bulb, it's equivalent to the power consumption of a 25-watt incandescent. So I'd say probably yes. The only reason I'm not saying absolutely is because I know that some of the LED bulbs get a bit warm in the way they generate that light, but I would say most cases you can do that.
Right. All right, here's listener Cheryl, who has discovered that the radon vent in her 2-year-old home ends in the attic and is not vented outdoors. That doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. What's the story?
Well, it
that?
Actually does make a lot of sense.
Doug,
and here's why. Because in certain parts of the country, the building code requires that the builders rough in the radon piping. So this is the piping that's inside the walls of the home, and it goes right down to the basement and below the floor. So they're required to do that because you can't test for radon until the home is complete. And if you wait until the home is complete, of course, it becomes a major construction project to run that pipe. It's very simple to run it during construction. So now that the home is complete, Cheryl, if you've not ever done a radon test, I would encourage you to do that. Mm-hmm. And then once you get the results of that test, if in fact it comes in high, that pipe would be extended through the roof and a fan would be inserted in the attic to basically depressurize the slab underneath in your basement, pulling the gas safely out of the house.
All right, I just got a call from Senator Menendez, who represents your state of New Jersey, and wants to know if you can figure out a way to get him a hacksaw into his soon-to-be prison cell.
We'll bake him a cake.
That's it, right. And make sure that it's not a cake that you're going to use later on in a gay wedding. 59 after the hour on Good Day.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 845-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.